In brief, the week starts cool and wet, then the heat returns. Forecast discussion. The snowfall reports are coming in, as of 7 a.m., while the storm seems to have ended earlier than expected. Longmont received about 1.5 inches, though there are a couple of higher reports, 4 and 5 inches, I'm not sure about those figure 1. Boulder received 5 to 7 inches. Broomfield got about 5 to 6 inches. Most locations received about 3/4 of an inch of water. Our next front arrives Sunday afternoon, followed by some low elevation rain, about 1/4 inch, and mountain snows, figure 2 and 3. Figure 1. The snowfall totals from Kokoroz as of Saturday 7 a.m. Figure 2. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 3. The surface analysis map for Sunday from NOAA. The longer range forecast. Yet another front arrives Monday afternoon with maybe 1/3 or 1/2 inch of rain, figure 2 and 5. This is driven by another healthy upper air trough, figure 4. There is thunder possible with both Sunday's and Monday's fronts, figure 6. Over the next 5 days, Longmont should see about 3/4 inch of rain. Broomfield should do better and top an inch. I-25 north of Denver should remain snow-free, but the nearby mountains will get buried, figure 7. The heat really returns Thursday through Saturday until a Saturday front cools us a bit and brings back a few thunderstorms. Figure 4. The 500 MB map for Tuesday from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 5. The surface analysis map for Monday from NOAA. Figure 6. The severe and thunderstorm forecast for Monday from the SPC. Figure 7. The 5-day precipitation total forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 7. The 5-day snowfall total forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.